This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, KMUW movie reviewer Jim Erickson says a new thriller doesn't aim very high, but it does a few things very well.
Don't breathe, because the man is blind and can't see you, but he's about 3 feet away and he's killed one of you already and is trying to kill the rest. That's the basic situation of the new thriller Don't Breathe, and there isn't much more to the plot than that. Three burglars are trapped in a dark old house in a derelict neighborhood of Detroit, and you wouldn't believe how many shocks and surprises await you and them in these gloomy corridors and spooky rooms. Problems of telling a story in what is supposed to be almost total darkness are not always well handled. Light is inconsistent and sources of light unclear. Whenever a window or door is open, there seems to be light outside, but when the camera goes outside, it's night. The geography of the interior does not account for how characters keep popping out of so many doorways. But with all the repetitions, there's more variety than you might expect. And if the backstories are more tantalizing than illuminating, at least they spare us the usual flashbacks and add to the general tone of gloom and horror. There's little that's original in Don't Breathe, but there's plenty to chill the spine without resort to pain and gore and nothing supernatural. I could have done with at least one fully sympathetic character, and there's something disturbing about the treatment of a blind man as so frightening a villain. I would have liked more development of character all around. But Don't Breathe is a mood piece throughout, and accomplishes its modest goals with considerable success. Jim Erickson, over and out.